It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Most Thursdays, we take a look at Michigan politics with Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. So I want to get your thoughts about the most impactful legislation that passed this year. But first, I want to hear from you about Governor Snyder's veto of legislation that would have allowed concealed pistols in schools, daycares, and places of worship. Ken, were you surprised by the veto?
No, I was not. I don't think he had any choice. I think it would have been really disconcerting, I think, to everybody if he had actually proceeded to sign a bill that would increase the number of concealed weapons in public schools. You know, just the mere thought of him proceeding to sign a bill to, like I said, expand the number of guns in public schools, he had no choice.
Well, as a wrap-up to the year, I want to get your thoughts about legislation that's passed this year. I want to know what pieces you think were the most important and why. Susan, I'll start with you.
Well, right to work, obviously, was the most important legislation among many. Any number of other bills in any other year, like the repeal of the personal property tax, the new emergency manager bill, those would be at the top of the list. But right to work in a state like Michigan with its union history, you know, blows everything away.
Ken, what about you?
Well, as Susan said, and I agree with her, it was an awfully, it was a really active 2 years, and a lot of important legislation was passed. I guess I would have my top three. I'd include right to work, as Susan does. I'd probably have the tax policy, meaning the business tax cut that was accomplished, going to a corporate income tax, getting rid of the vilified Michigan business tax. And then the third item I'd probably put on the list of top things that passed were numerous education changes, expansion of choice, some changes to the Michigan tenure law requiring evaluation of teachers, and a lot of financial and economic issues related to education, including requiring teachers to pay more for their health care and their pensions.
Okay. And then, Ken, when you're talking about the education bills, you mentioned choice and some changes to teacher tenure. Are we going to see additional changes in the next legislative session?
Well, I think so. I think on the education front, the last 2 years, there's been a lot of attention on sort of the structure of education. I think the legislature and the governor have to get more pointed and more serious about what really moves the needle when it comes to student learning and achievement. There isn't a lot of evidence that says changing structures, expanding choice, does it. Better teachers, more rigorous evaluation of teachers, and funding for preschool, more opportunities for preschool education are things that do move the needle. So I think they've got to revisit education reform, but more pointed on what actually advances student achievement.
As you're looking towards the next legislative session, are there any lingering issues from this year that you expect to be picked up pretty quickly next year? Ken, I'll start with you.
Well, if you actually look at Governor Snyder's State of the State message from a year ago, there were about 17 items on the to-do list, and six or seven of them have either been accomplished or come off the table for one reason or another. I think the one big issue that is still there is transportation funding. The governor made a what I would call a pretty tepid speech about more money for transportation, roads and bridges specifically, but really nothing has happened, and the problem doesn't go away. In fact, the problem gets worse every year, and I think the legislature and the governor have got to revisit this issue of transportation funding. Now, whether they will or not, I don't know, because by implication, it means we've got to have some more revenue, and that means a tax increase of one form or another.
Susan, your thoughts?
I agree with Ken that transportation is an issue that we just started scratching the surface on with the Regional Transit Authority in Metro Detroit. But obviously, for years, people have talked about the big shortfall in funding and about the dismal state of roads. So I would expect that that would be something we would pick up. Also, the education reform is a continuation of the debate that we've been having for the last couple years.
Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Happy holidays to you both. We'll talk to you in a few weeks.
Well, thank you. Good to be with you.
Thank you.
Again.